Jeremiah stood on a street in Jerusalem and gave one of his typical strong and pointed sermons. People rushed around him with the business of the day. Some stopped for a while to listen, while others passed on, too busy. You're listening to Longitude. It's Tuesday, March 4th, 2008. I'm Darris McNeely. Today's message focused on the theme that people had gone after other gods, which are not gods. Nothing like this had been seen among the Gentile nations, people changing their gods. Yet God's chosen people, Israel, had done just that. You can read about that in Jeremiah chapter 2, and verse 11. Jeremiah was talking to the people of Jerusalem. The result of the problems was a spiritual restlessness that's reflected in many social problems that seemingly had no solution. The cause of the problem was twofold. God, through Jeremiah, summed it up in one sentence. In verse 13 of Jeremiah 2, he said, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water." That's Jeremiah 2, verse 13. I thought of this passage recently when I read the United States Religious Landscape Survey, done by the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life. It came out last week. The survey documents the diverse and dynamic religious population of America. The survey says the United States is 78% Christian, and the majority Protestant segment, about 51%, is about to lose its majority. The survey also says that more than 25% of American adults have left the faith of their childhood for another religion or have no religion at all. When moves from the many branches of Protestantism are considered, this number rises to 44%. The survey reveals a fascinating perspective on the current U.S. religious scene. It is clear there is a churning taking place as people move in and out of different denominations, beliefs, and positions. Generational divides have affected traditional views about religion and faith. One religious sociologist said there is a dropping confidence in organized religion, especially in traditional religious forms. Nearly half of adults are moving from one faith to another, from one denomination to another, in search of something they find missing from religion. Let me suggest what that missing dimension might be. I think it can be found back in Jeremiah's sermon that day on the streets in Jerusalem. You see, American religion is like that of ancient Judah. It has forsaken the true God. Churches have gone after other gods in the form of teachings, beliefs, and religion that are not the faith delivered by Christ and the church that He founded. Today's churches are not based on the true teachings of the Bible and resemble in faith and doctrine the pagan religions of the ancient world more than they do the church of God described in the book of Acts. American religious leaders have carved into the bedrock of society broken cisterns that cannot hold the waters of biblical truth. Like water from a cracked jug, the life has seeped out, leaving hollow shells that do not satisfy the deep spiritual needs of this generation. The people who flow into and out of the churches are not always finding the answers to the burning issues of their lives. The church on the corner may provide a nice sermon and good music. People may flock in to attend social events, ball games, and classes on health or finance. Today's megachurches provide a total lifestyle program for today's audience. But scratch this shallow surface and look at the core beliefs. You'll find they do not square with the Bible. In the end, people are not spiritually satisfied. That's clear from this Pew survey. The solution lies in a return to biblical truth. Restoring the true faith is the first step in achieving meaning in life and answers to the big questions. There is a cure for spiritual restlessness. It begins by worshiping God in spirit and in truth. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep listening.